Hi guys, and welcome back to the podcast. I'm your host Filippo,
and I'm your co-host Caesar.
And today we're coming live on Zoom once again.
That's right. Can't believe we've gone back to that. I mean, I thought we were over that. Guess same, we're not.
Same. We're retroceding instead of
Progressing.
We're going back.
We're going back. Mm-hmm. Didn't see that coming at all.
No.
Roll the intro music.
Roll the intro music. I nearly forgot that we had an intro music.
I know. I was like, when is this guy gonna say it? I'm not sure. I'm not sure if I should say it. But
he saved the episode.
Yeah, definitely.
How's your week been?
Oh, it's been a bit crazy. I mean, I got into university, and now the whole thing of going back and seeing all the safety measures that they're taking, it's kind of been a bit confusing. I think it's gonna be a bit more confusing when I actually get there. But the good thing is it's because I don't have to travel that much now. Most of my classes are going to be online, so that's pretty good because, again, I'm not going to be have to be traveling. I have to travel, well, you know, for 4 hours and maybe even find an accommodation. So, I mean, don't want you to take it the wrong way, but thanks to the pandemic, I mean, it's making my life easier, you know?
Yeah, I think that's good in a certain way for sure. It saves the hassle of having to move and all.
Definitely.
Yeah. For me, it's been kind of the same. Our school is half locked out in a sense. There's a few year groups that are stuck home because of COVID.
Mm-hmm.
So as well as other schools from the area here, they're all kind of being contagiated? No, that's not a word.
Contaminated. There we go. You almost got it.
By COVID. So it's kind of been a tough time in a sense, trying to stay safe in school.
No, yeah, definitely. You know what? My siblings, there has not been, since they got back, there has not been a time where everybody's out. There's always someone in lockdown. First, it was my brother. Then it was my smaller one. And then the third one got sick himself. He's not getting tested. No, it's just just a stomach ache and everything.
Okay, it's
kind of that. Nothing, you know, no fever or anything like that. Yeah. But still, it gave us, you know, quite a scare. But, you know, we're all trying to cope, I think.
Yeah, I think it's just this thing was supposed to last a month, two initially.
Yeah.
And now it's what? 8, 9 that was going on. So it's kind of, everyone's just trying to.
Do you remember when people were laughing about this and making memes about it?
Oh my God. Yes.
Like, it was nothing ago. Like that we were talking also about like making jokes about World War III and everything.
I think,
but literally nothing has gone better since then. Like,
2020 was the epicenter for memes, and then all the memes started turning to reality.
All the disasters and everything. At this point, everybody's so tired of 2020. Like, you know what? Let's just get it over with.
Yeah. So hopefully,
I don't want it anymore.
Hopefully it's over soon. We can say. But I think this can link you to today's topic.
Yeah, definitely. Today's topic is we're going to be talking about the future. A lot of times in our daily lives, we try to think about what we want to do. And in our overall life, you know, we have to see a bit into the future. Is it dangerous to look too far in front? Because again, you don't know if you're going to be alive in the next 5 minutes, in the next day, in the next month.
And we're back after a little commercial break.
It happens again, you know, because In normal circumstances, we can kind of set our own thing. Everybody kind of knows. In Zoom, you know, anybody can just charge in through the door and you don't know when it's going to happen. So
it's good.
It's complicated.
At least Zoom has the facilities for us to stop recording.
Definitely. Yeah. Honestly, with all the meetings that everybody has to go to, I think Zoom has been a lifesaver. However, I did hear most companies block them. Because some spying software, whatever, like you're hearing that term being thrown around at all times.
I think half the world is being spied on, to be honest, if you think of it. if everything actually spies as they tell us, we literally are not.
Yeah, we're so done. We're so done. They know everything about you, honestly.
Exactly.
I also heard if everybody has an FBI agent, that would mean 50% of the world's population is an FBI agent.
Exactly.
Think of that. Think of that. No, but Coca-Cola has it banned completely. Like I know someone that works in Coca-Cola, and he says, you know, all like anytime he wants to talk to us or anything like that, he says he needs to get another computer because his work laptop is completely blocked Zoom. So who knows? Am I right?
Yeah, I don't know. It is what it is. We're all kind of living this time. We can't really plan for the future if we can.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah.
Because we never know what is actually going to happen. We can try to predict. They have predicted a second wave, and a second wave has arrived, unfortunately.
Yeah. Yeah. And a second lockdown. Let's see if that comes. Well, it's already come.
Half of my area is locked down. So you can't leave after a certain hour. You can't do some stuff. You can't have people in your house and stuff like this, you know?
No, yeah, I'd imagine that. But the thing is, I don't have a problem with that, okay? Because they are rules that are meant to, you know, help us and everything to make this as short as possible. But the thing is, if you go outside, who's wearing a mask? I'm always thinking, or...
Nobody. You cannot see nobody wearing a mask here.
Exactly.
I have heard the theories. I was arguing with somebody. It was funny, like, we were arguing over WhatsApp about... how the mask is not needed, apparently.
See, Karen. Karen.
I called her a Karen. No, I mean...
It was a she. I thought it was a guy. I don't know why.
No. Should we shout it out?
Oh, no. I'm if she's listening.
Oh, she 100% listens to this.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know who you are, Karen.
You're exposed.
They always say how masks save lives. Like, seriously, your social distancing, I mean, even if the coronavirus doesn't kill you, you might pass it on to someone else that will, you know. We all have a certain responsibility, and I think when I go, for example, I have to go to pick up a kid from school, so I go up to pick him up, and literally no one is, you know, everybody is sitting or waiting for their kid, literally like so close together. And I think, you know, okay, so I go like really far away and they're not doing anything. It kind of, you know, frustrates me that I'm taking all the measurements to do this, to go 2 meters apart, to wear my mask, to everything. And it's hard because I have glasses. I can't see anything.
Oh my
with
God.
My glasses, honestly.
If there's an engineer listening to this podcast, please invent something that doesn't fog up.
Yeah. What I've seen lately in the optician, because I had to get my new glasses, my other glasses broke, they made this cloth that is anti-fog. Haven't bought it. I'm not going to waste $9.99 on that. I mean, I just wear contacts. But
my music teacher told me to put fairy liquid and rub it into the lens until it disappears, and apparently doesn't fog up. Still have to try it. Attempted it once, but then I was like, I didn't rub it in well, and it was all like soapy.
Yeah. I heard that one. I heard that one with another one, which is shaving cream. If you wash your mirror or a glass with shaving foam, it won't fog up. I tried it, but it kind of gave it like a weird thing. It wasn't still clear. It didn't fog up, yes, but it was still just weird.
Yeah, I don't know. That all the theory is skeptical. I'm so skeptical on this.
Yeah, you should just try it. And then, you know, comment below what works for you. And then we'll try it because we both have glasses.
Exactly, exactly. And speaking of the comment, guys, thank you so much for everyone that has supported us buying the merch. Keep listening to this podcast. We have reached big numbers, and I'm really happy with it.
Really, really excited, honestly. as we see the thing follow up along and everything, we started this for fun, and honestly, it's becoming something so much bigger. We're still seeing that as, you know, something that we enjoy doing. Although I would rather, you know, do it in person. I was planning, you know, Filippo coming to Belfast, but, you know, since we're we're decent human beings and we care about the well-being of our people, we're doing this to Zoom. And you know, and it is a pain. It is a pain because I do really love Filippo getting over here and us starting everything up. It's really something very exciting, and I really love doing it. It's really fun. So again, thank you so much for everything, everyone that's been supporting us. Your support has been so helpful and it's been so great. And I just want to say thank you to that.
And I agree. Thank you again, guys. But anyway, planning for the future. Cesar, what are your plans? What are you? Are you planning anything for the future? Do you plan future? What's happening?
Well, it's a complicated topic because planning for the future is very risky. To be honest, I think everybody would agree that at some point they also had a change of, let's say, career. Career, I think, is the first thing. When they ask you about the future, you always say, well, I'm planning to study this, or I'm planning to work here, and then I'll do this, or then I'll do that. If you have one fixed thing that you know you want to do, that you know you like, well, then go for it, you know, because it can't change, but nothing matters. You don't risk much in not having it. For example, my plans for the future are right now to start university, to start nursing, and then hopefully become a nurse. If at any point I don't like nursing, I can do a master's and become a teacher for that thing, you know, which again would take a long time. But that is ultimately the plan. I mean, I'm not planning very specific details because at any point anything, you know, could change. I was also planning to move to Newry to study there, to be a bit closer to my university so I don't have to wake up very, very early and then, you know, lose my mind. But, you know, again, it's very risky because thank God I didn't. I think you always need to see first what is possible, what can happen. So I wanted to wait, see if this second wave was coming and if renting a house or if moving in with someone was actually necessary. So I didn't. And look where we are now. So my waiting, you know, the patience actually paid off, and I didn't have to rent a house, lose any money. So I think planning for the future can be risky, but as long as you do it smart, you do it in the boundaries of what's important, what's safe, you know, you can safely plan ahead, I would call it.
I would agree a lot with you. For me, it kind of is on the same spectrum, we can say. The fact that I don't know exactly what's going to happen, so I'm not planning 20 years ahead. But yeah, I mean, I know I want to do medicine and progress around that. But still, I don't know which university I'm going to go, where I'm going to get accepted, where I'm going to have to go study, where I have to go move. There's stuff that I cannot plan. Mm-hmm. Sometimes, a lot of times, I find myself that I have to organize and change stuff during the day. So even if I have planned, and we have experienced this with the podcast, up to like 2 days mm-hmm. ago, I was supposed to come over and then everything went into lockdown again.
So yeah, and again, we were planning what he was going to do, how we were going to set everything up. But from one second to another, everything can change. Here, you ever heard of the things that teacher tell you, where do you see yourself in 10 years, like 20 yes. years? And you're yes. like, I have no clue. You think I freaking know? No. No, but you're going to get a rough idea. You know, some people really dream big. Oh, I want to be an actor. I want to have this and this and that. And some people, you know, just like to have it simple. I want to have my own house. I want to get married, whatever. So everybody has that sort of plan, that base of a plan. It has no details. It has nothing, I guess, no house built upon it, but it's like a foundation.
Yeah, exactly. And I think, going back to the school stuff, in high school, they'd be like, you need to choose a certain subjects, you know, leading to what you want to study. But I found myself in the past be like, I don't know what I want to study. So I think planning for the future can be good for, like, I don't know, if you're in a business plan, let's say, that you're organizing your 5-year plan for life, and how you're going to run that company, how you're going to run that business, what's the project, what's the idea, where do you want to get to? But for me as a person, especially this time, I don't know.
That's great that you said that. Like, I was, I think, 15 or 14, can't remember, when they told me I had to pick my, A-levels? No, GCSEs. I don't know what it was, but they sat me down. I remember this guy coming in, sitting me down and telling me, you need to pick a course. Like, what you're going to do? I'm like, dude, I'm 15. Like, I have no idea what I'm going to eat tomorrow. You think I'm going to pick an entire future at this age? And I think for that part, I think they had to they give the choice too soon. You know what I did? He gave me a book. I scrolled through it and I picked one at random and said, that one, I want to do that one. It was radiology. I remember that. So, and the thing is, when I went to the university, you know, they pick for the university and things. When it's really early, you haven't even started your A levels yet. I remember going to radiology and everybody was saying, you know, oh, don't do that one. Don't do that one. Don't do that one. Don't do that one. But those were, you know, teachers that were actually supposed to like get you to do them. You know, they were supposed to hype you up. And I'm like, why is she not hyping me up? What you want? Like not to, you don't want me to do that course. Until I actually talked to a physiotherapist. They said, no, don't do that. Like, I'm not saying don't do that one, you know, but he didn't see me. He didn't think I thought of it through as much. So he asked me, you know, what do you like? And that he gave me a more detailed plan, I guess, to fit me where I would like. So then after that, we actually arrived to the decision of going for nursing. He said, but don't, you know, go 100% yet. Look at the course, find if you like it, and then do it.
And I think, yeah, I was on the same platform. I found myself having to choose certain subjects where I was so undecided. Literally, I went through a period where one day I wanted to be an FBI agent, to a fireman, to, I don't know, to a doctor. And then I finally stuck with doctor. But at the same time, I'm here, like, starting for medicine. But I have so many side hobbies which are working out like extremely well, like the podcast, mm-hmm. or me and my friends are producing an album, an EP. Hopefully I have a single coming out in November. There's a lot of music stuff because I've always been into music and all that stuff. So mm-hmm. I think I agree with you with the fact that starting elementary school and high school in the UK, the fact that they give you that you like, they force you in the sense to choose your career at such a young age compared to other countries like the US, Italy, where I say the US and Italy because it's the countries that I know how the education system works, but they do everything. They have a broader choice of subjects where if one day after high school ends, they decide, okay, I'm going to go into being a fireman or I'm going to be into a doctor, they can access, in the sense, that subjects. Because they can access that course because they have that subjects.
I think everybody has to go kind of initially that stage, because I also saw, I remember my little brother, he's doing A-levels now, and he originally wanted to be a gym teacher. A gym teacher. I was like, JP, what you doing? What you doing, bro? Who helped you with that one? And also, I think the thing when you're approaching, again, a little very impressionable kid, and you're telling him that he needs to pick his future, I don't think you should tell him what they told me, which is this is going to be your job for the rest of your life. Thing is, no, it doesn't have to be. I don't think your future should be a straight line. That's just boring. I think, no, you know, if anybody would tell me you're going to work as this for the rest of your life, I'm going to be like, no, thank you. If I feel like changing my career, I'll change my career. You know, and also your job isn't going to be always the same unless you work at an office or something. I don't know. But no, I think every day is going to have its own problems, its own solutions that you need to find out. And it's up to you, you know, if you want to live that life. And if you don't, if at any point, again, I know many people that say I was a nurse and then until I didn't feel like I should be doing that anymore, so I became a teacher, so I became this. Again, we could perfectly imagine if this goes up and this become ends up becoming our full-time job. The thing is, you don't know that. Like, we don't know that at all.
Exactly. I think being religious, I would say the only one that knows your future is God. But,
yeah,
you know, no, I agree. I definitely agree 100%. And I see myself, I was reflecting on this before we started the podcast. I was like, I would love to have a career in social medias and maybe, I don't know, become somebody. But you can't control. I couldn't tell you what's happening tomorrow, right? So I think planning for the future only works for certain aspects. And this education aspect, I think, affects a lot of people's future and a lot of people's career.
No, yeah, definitely. You know, the thing with, you know, being somebody, I think anybody can relate to that, you know, trying to be known, is a very, I think, a very calling and promising career. You know, I think to matter in someone's life and to matter in a lot of people's life does give a lot of, I don't know, attraction to that kind of thing. However, I don't think, you know, numbers even matter. For me, I think one or two people that truly care about you is all that you need. But no, with the thing of the career, with the side hobbies that you said, also, since I'm also doing art, I would always love to do, I mean, something that I love to do. The thing is, with drawing, becoming an artist, becoming now a digital artist, that I really like digital art and everything. I think that would, not that it's too hard, not that I should try, that I shouldn't try. Of course, I'm going to try to see anything that I can do, because I want something to push me to every day draw. I don't want to get tired of it. I don't want to see that it's all the same. But again, you really never know. It's something that you don't plan for, but you try. I think that's the important part. You don't have to say, yes, this has to be it, and no other way. It has to be, say, I'm going to try. If it doesn't work, okay, it didn't work. I'm going to try something else. And if it does, well, you got it. I mean, you can't ask for anything else.
Exactly. 100% agree. So I think to close off, maybe we can give some tips to the viewers.
Yeah, definitely. I think personally, first of all, if you feel like you're too young right now to decide your career and your future, ask for help. Like, I know the teachers might not seem like enough, but I mean, you always have unlimited resources, maybe on the internet. People always try to put that together. Personally, I think you should go to a field or someone that works in the field that you're trying to get into. For example, if you want to be a doctor, go and speak to a doctor, telling him what was his personal experience. Would you recommend it?
Yeah, exactly. I agree. Also, I've seen for school, like, we need to like work experience for applying for university as a doctor. And it's kind of hard at these times, but there's a lot of like webinars and stuff. So guys, if you want to plan for the future and you're like undecided, check them out. Definitely. There's a lot of thousands of people doing like webinars. So I would literally say, check them out.
Yeah. Remember also, everything should be an idea, a base idea, a base plan. Nothing, you don't want to make a fully, like, foolproof, detailed plan of what you're going to do, because as soon as anything goes wrong, everything falls apart. So again, start with a base, and as everything starts to come into place, you start adding more ideas and more plans about what you want to do.
Exactly. And linking it to that, I would say, so once you have your plan, make sure you take a small step forward, be patient, and think realistically. But at the same time, don't be afraid to take a risk.
Definitely. And also, if you, I don't know, want to make anything big, I know someone who can make that possible, huh?
Guys, who can make your dream possible if you're dreaming to make a podcast? That's our friends at Anchor. Anchor is this amazing app which allows you to record a podcast literally in the easiest way possible. It has creator tools which allow you to record your podcast right from your phone or computer. It then distributes your podcast for you to the biggest platforms such as Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and much more. Also, if you're a US citizen and resident in the US, you can apply for sponsorship. And so monetize your podcast and get some money without spending any. Guys, Anchor is completely free. So if you two are looking to start a podcast, check our friends at Anchor. Download the free Anchor app on the App Store or go to Anchor FM to get started. So what are you waiting
for? What are you waiting for? Call today at anchor.com. No, I'm joking.
We literally look one of those, you know, salesmen from
the... Yeah. Are you tired of living your boring life?
Go to Anchor right now.
And call to get a nice podcast of your own. No, but seriously, again, we couldn't be more grateful to Anchor. Honestly, we are more than happy to talk about them, because they have been such a great help. Again, none of this would have been possible if it wouldn't have been for them. And again, we just want to say again, thank you so much, Anchor. Thank you so much to the people that's been have been listening. And no matter what platform you're listening to, it has all been possible through Anchor.
So definitely, guys, 100%, this is all thanks to Anchor. And I think, speaking of Anchor, your dad is starting a podcast?
That's right. He is. He is. I told him about everything. You know, I told him how I was so excited. And he is making a podcast talking about his experience as how he lost so much weight. You see, my dad, we used to be, he's ex-obese, he calls himself. And he talks about, you know, all the things he had to go through. He actually was once featured in a magazine of weight loss. Which is, yeah, no, no, I think if I've seen ever a great achievement, it would be when my dad did. Honestly, the persistence that it took him, all the years and exercise, from never doing any exercise to full on going what he's doing now, it's quite impressive. Honestly, he says the same. It couldn't have been easier with Anchor. And he's very excited to release it too.
So guys, once it comes out, you will find a link in our description. For now, I think...
Love you, Dad.
For now, I think it's all. We've covered the basis for the future. We want to hear your stories. I think we can do a part two, reacting to stories of your future. So, guys, if you leave us a story...
Where do you see yourself in 10
the future, years? We'll read them out to the podcast maybe next week or something. We could do that. So, leave them either in the comment or email us at... dailylifeacademy@gmail.com, and all the stories that we get, we're gonna feature them on the podcast.
So, as many as we can.
Yeah. Okay. I think if we get 500,000 stories, we probably can.
Exactly.
But anyway,
we'll
guys,
try to comment on them as well.
Yes, we will. We'll definitely get back to all of you as much as I can, as much as we can. So guys, I think check out the merch store, which is live and it's great. Link in bio.
Good, yeah.
Any other greetings from your side? Any?
No, I wish you all very well on your futures and everything, on your future planning. Again, I would love to hear your response. And yeah.
Stay safe at this time, guys. Protect yourself, wear a mask.
Definitely wear a mask, 2 meters apart. No no parties or anything like that. Sorry. But keep everyone safe.
Let's try to finish this pandemic so we can all back to normal. And then you love your parties, whatever.
Definitely.
All right, guys. See you later.
All right.
Roll the outro music.